towards Tain. Travelling eastwards, you're passing through one of the heartlands of the Picts, the name given to the people living in the northern half of Scotland during the first millennium AD. Even today, they are renowned for their art of abstract patterns and outlines of birds, beasts and human figures carved on stone and bone. It was here that 1,400 years ago, the Pictish people were visited by monks from St. Columba's Monastery on Iona. The newcomers established a monastic settlement nearby at Port Mahomock, which grew and thrived for some 200 years. But all was shattered when the monastery was attacked by Viking raiders around 800 AD. I caught up with Jill Harden, an archaeologist who has written about the Picts of northern Scotland. She told me more.
What made you hook on to the Picts rather than anything else?
I think the Pictish period is one of great change, and it's intriguing in that way. And as an archaeologist, you're wanting to find out more about how people lived, what the politics and the faith of the people were, and the various sources that there are. So you've got place names, you've got objects, you've got sites, you've got art. There's a whole range of sources that you can bring together to tell stories about the Picts.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about them. What's the time scale?
The Pictish period that archaeologists and historians regard as the Pictish period is from about 300 AD through to about 900 AD. But there's much more to it than that, in that it's just the name, the Picts, that is given to the peoples who live in the northern half of Scotland during that period. Actually, they are the people of Scotland, and they had lived here in the Iron Age period and in the Bronze Age period before that.
Here, looking at the Invergordon to Tain line, I believe this is quite a concentration of the Picts, isn't it?
On this side of the Murray Firth, we have a fantastic monastic site at a place called Port Mahomock on the Tarbert Peninsula. And on the other side of the Murray Firth, we have the royal palace of the Picts of the north of Scotland over at Burgh Head. And this area was a major centre of the flowering of Christian Pictish art through from 700 to 800 AD. It's an amazing area to get a feel for the Christianisation of the Picts of this area.
So could you tell me what would we be likely to see if we wanted to explore this further?
The Tarbert Peninsula, which is just as we carry on along the railway line here, is one where you can go and see three very large Christian slabs which have got amazing carvings on them, all of them based at Christian sites that have continued, one at Nigg, one at Shandwick and one at Hilton of Cadboll.
And you said massive. What are we talking?
Well, they are something like 2 to 3 metres high and a metre wide, but they're only about, I don't know, say 10 to 20 centimetres thick. These are massive sandstone slabs which are fantastically carved by the elite of a craftsmanship that had developed over a century or two centuries of time.
Which one would you go for if you only had time to see one of the Pictish sites? Which is your favourite?
I would actually go to Nigg, which is at the very southern end of what's called the Tarbert Peninsula. And there in the small church is a fantastic carved slab. It's got this big Christian cross carved on one side and it stands out really well. And surrounding it are a whole series of snakes curled up in little bosses. And the more that you look at it, the more that you can see. At the top, there are the two figures of St. Paul and St. Anthony receiving the consecrated bread from a raven. They're in the desert and it's the story of them taking communion. So we're talking about a Christian faith that is absolutely all over Europe, right to the edges of the world, that is the northern part of Scotland. And on the other side are, again, wonderful carvings which include Pictish symbols and other features. Just go and see it, it's brilliant.